This podcast is produced in stereo and performs better when you, the listener, uses headphones. Welcome to Under the Stairs.
Hey, hello.
A podcast that is brimming with gruesome true crime events.
Oh my God.
Paranormal encounters and more weird, wonderful and bizarre things that the world will bring. And welcome, you beautiful people. Welcome to this brand new podcast. I thank you for joining me. And firstly, I want to go through five ways which people have died on this earth. Now, I've found these out over on the internet, so don't quote me on them. They're not mine. I haven't made them up, but you can go away and do your own research on these five and find out for yourself if they are true or false. But I thought these were pretty weird and pretty mad. So, let's get into this. Number one, man killed by own explosive while trying to steal from a condom dispenser. Really? Number two, 24 people each year are killed by champagne corks. Popping. What is that? Number three, falling out of bed. 450 people per year die after falling out of bed. Number four, burnt to death while making a barbecue from an oil drum. Duh, brain. Number five, last but not least, yes, number five, owner of the world's longest beard tripped on it and broke his neck. Oh man. So today we learn about the youngest ever serial killer. Yes, a child at the age of seven became the world's youngest ever serial killer. So let's go, let's get into the story. So the story takes us to India, and a little boy called Amit. His auntie arrived one day and asked his mother if she could take care of her six-month-old baby while her and her husband left the city for 6 months while they were planning a move. In the end, his mother had no choice but to help her sister. Everything seemed to be going fine. Until one day she had to go to a bazaar, which is a market over there, and leave the child in the capable hands of Amit. As soon as his mother left, Amit started pinching the child and enjoyed inflicting pain on him. The child woke up from his sleep and started to cry. The scream grew louder after Amit pulled his ears. He couldn't tolerate the sound of a crying baby and choked the child to death. And this was his first murder at the age of seven. When his mother returned, he asked him where the child was. He smiled. He had taken her to Paddy Field. It's where they shower. And he'd buried the baby. That day, his dad returned home from work. And Amit proudly announced to his father, "I smashed his head with a brick." When his auntie returned a month later, she was shocked and devastated to hear about the death of her child. His mother said it was an accident, and the father pleaded not to register it with any police complaint. Amit's parents tried to bury the crime he'd committed, an action which taught the kid that he could get away with killing. Well, just a year later, his mother gave birth to his baby sister, and he struggled to understand his relationship with this little girl, while the whole family enjoyed the sight of a new member. He would sit and stare at the newborn for hours. One afternoon, his mother went for a nap and instructed Amit to look after his sister. Now, for me, this is an incredibly dumb move to make. I mean, you look at the past, only a year ago, he just killed your goddamn nephew. And now you're letting him to look after your daughter, his sister. Well, again, here we go. It turns out she soon realized she'd made a huge mistake and noticed an evil grin on Amit's face. Moments later, she found her daughter's body lifeless. When his parents thrashed him and asked him why he killed her, he only uttered three words, just like that, and smiled like the devil. So he had killed his baby sister just as his parents were beating him to get an answer from him. He felt no remorse or guilt towards anything. He enjoyed it. He enjoyed inflicting pain on people, whether that was physical or mental pain. His third killing was an 8-month-old girl in a local school. He walked past and heard the sound of a child's voice coming from a classroom. The child's mother has left her in school while she went to the market, thinking this was the safest place. Well, not when Amit is around, because he brutally beat the girl. And when the mother returned and found that her daughter was missing, she knew he had something to do with it. Amit showed no remorse or emotions when he calmly and proudly told her that he had killed her daughter. At this point, the village people have had enough of this demon behaviour, and they took him to the police, where a psychiatrist evaluated him and found that he suffered from a conduct disorder. They concluded that due to a severe chemical imbalance in his brain, he received gratification from inflicting injuries on others. He also had no sense of right or wrong. Amit was charged with murder and detained at children's home until the age of 18. The brutalities committed by an 8-year-old shocked the nation and grabbed headlines across the globe. As per some reports, the 26-year-old has now changed his name to Samarit. He is probably roaming the streets of India today. Yes, that is an incredibly crazy story. And I don't know if that guy is still walking the streets. I don't know if that guy is still alive or not. But what we do know, is that he is the youngest serial killer on this planet to date. Wow. Three killings plus his baby sister. Insane story. Okay, we're going to move on to some weird, creepy, wonderful, bizarre rituals. Now, we begin in Indonesia on an island called Sulawesi. The corpse of the dead resides with the family. Yes, you heard me quite right there. Dead people live among the family for as long as possible, okay? They considered that life of a person can be prolonged by keeping them with the living, and is comparable to living with a sick person. Yeah, a dead sick person. The financial conditions of the family certainly determine the period of the stay for the dead. It's usually between several weeks to years. So the richer you are, the longer you get to spend with Uncle Charlie. When they finally bury the bodies, a buffalo is sacrificed, as according to their ancestors. Buffalo is the vehicle to the afterlife. Would I have any of my dead relatives with me in my house? No, they can stay dead in the nicest possible way. Now we pay a visit to the Dani people of Papua in Indonesia. Now, alright, Indonesia again. Yeah, seems like a cool place, I reckon. If I don't know, if you want to be awesomely creepy and weird, go there, live there. So these guys follow a strange funeral ritual. The living amputate their fingers to show love for the dead. Now their fingers are buried in the ground along with their loved ones because they believe it's the best way to show grief and let the dead know the influence on the living. But recently, the practice is dying out because of associated health risks. Now, for sure, these people, they think they're doing good, you know. That's what they believe in, but they're chopping their own fingers off. They're going to get infection, and then they're probably going to die. And then their relative or chop fingers off and bury them with them, and then that relative will get an infection and die. It's like a fucking domino effect. So yeah, I kind of see why it's dying out. And that is it for this episode. I thank you so much for listening. Please leave a review, get that 5 stars on this podcast. Share it with your freaky awesome friends, and I'll see you again next time under the stairs.